Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
But it is the fourth.
We're back. It is the fourth. And we are back. But we're not back and forth. I was commenting on oscillating on one of the...
Like a fan?
One of the two of last night's programs. I don't remember. Probably both of them, actually, now that I think about it. But I was
Which is
like,
the one you can cuss on?
The second one.
Okay.
Yeah, Beard Talk Live.
That's not this one.
Is the No, that is not this one. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition, the Captain's Log, Stardate 09042022. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I can totally tell that I did like 6 hours of radio last night. And
you're
also,
feeling it?
And all, well, I can hear it in my voice, right? I can hear a little extra broke. Oh, I'm a little...
Now he's really got to do those vocal exercises.
Right. Yep.
And, turn pro.
Break out
also,
the honey.
And also when you're doing a show with both Peakless Mountaineer and Nobody, the man named Nobody.
Got to raise your voice
things,
a little bit.
Things get a little loud. And I noticed at some point last night, I was yelling into the microphone! And I probably shouldn't even do that just now. But like I noticed, I'm like, why am I yelling into the microphone? What's
you're
wrong
like,
with
oh,
me?
Why is everyone yelling?
At the same time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I did the thing that like singers do when they want to make sure they're in pitch. And you just take one of the headphones slightly off one of the ears. And then I was like able to rein it back in. But I already had that gravelly, whispery thing going on by that point. So, at any rate, we're here, and this is where we are. It is Sunday night. It is Free Talk Live. We are going to talk about the second leading cause of death in Canada. I don't know what the first one is.
Canadians.
But euthanasia, apparently, now is the second leading cause of death. Do you know the definition of euthanasia? Do you know?
I mean, I know what it is.
Can we get one of the crack producers to look up the definition?
Like the real definition?
Yeah, I mean, just so we can talk about
on
euthanasia.
It.
Like, okay. All right. Thanks, Nikki. Because I don't want to talk about a thing if we're not defining
the
word.
Okay.
It's the practice of intentionally ending a life in order to relieve pain and suffering.
So that's now the second leading cause of death in Canada after some recent legislative changes in Canada.
Well, it is convenient to kill off the older folks for tax purposes.
That's the plot of Logan's Run.
It is. Absolutely, yeah. Whenever you turn, what is it, 30?
Yeah.
Like, then they have to go walk into this thing and essentially kill themselves.
Oh, my God.
Because now they're too old.
Yeah.
30? Right?
Society can't, yeah, 30.
Society can't sustain anything
can't
older.
Can't even give them another 30 years?
Yeah, no.
I would say, like... No.
Nikki's like,
at least 60.
There would never be a guy old enough for me.
I know. Who am I supposed to be with?
Someone in the government, because you can bet they get a pass on that.
No, I'll pass.
Okay.
This from DailyCaller.com. Euthanasia is now a leading cause of death in Canada, and ethicists are freaking out. Those would be people who study ethics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought those were people that euthanized people.
Euthanasists?
Yeah, I don't...
Doctors. Doctors.
Dr. Death.
Euthanasists.
Euthanasians? That sounds like a very young person from, like, you know...
I don't even want to know what's on the captain's computer right now.
Euthanasia is now a leading cause of death in Canada only a few years after being legalized.
You don't say.
Euthanasia became a legal option for Canadians 18 years and older in 2016 who had to prove suffering from severe pain and have a reasonably foreseeable death, as well as two doctors signing off on the decision. Sounds reasonable so far.
Yeah, I think so.
The practice is only legal in 7 countries, as well as some parts of Australia, according to the Associated Press. Canada's particular law is more expansive than most, but it is set to become even more broad next year.
We're not suggesting that you shouldn't be able to do this, are we? Like, if you're, you know...
I'm not.
If you want to die... and you need some help with that.
However,
I absolutely think people should be able to have access to this.
Yeah. Okay.
However, comma, you know, it should not be incentivized by the state.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Like,
that's the weird part.
That's the weird part.
So they show a tweet here of a couple of old dudes, and it says, Canadian institutions seem to be using euthanasia legalization to avoid the expense of caring for the disabled.
You know, it's going to be 5 years until you can get to see your doctor. We have this other solution for you.
Oh, my God.
So now any adult with a serious disease or a mental health reason can seek euthanasia, according to the AP.
Does COVID-19 and monkeypox count as serious
diseases? Like, these are the questions. The policy is also creeping forward to encompass the mentally ill, the poor, and soon...
The poor?
And soon, children.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so...
With some experts saying the law is going too far.
Make a wish.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Way to be dark. It would be the guy wearing the tie that's the darkest at the table. Those of you who don't know, for some reason, Richie Rich wore a tie. Do you care to
explain? What do you mean, for some reason? It's probably a gag.
What's the gag?
It's to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. How many different, like, free talk live, beer talk lives, and in private conversations at meetups have you brought up the fact that you were bothered by ties?
What's bothering me about your tie specifically is that you've obviously tied it incorrectly, because the little short section that usually hides behind it is super short.
Well, no. Do you want me to stand up? I tied it perfectly.
No, I don't.
Okay.
You can remain seated.
All right.
I mean, if you feel like standing, sure, but you
know, right. Oh, here
you don't have to. I don't, you know. Okay.
It looks great. The best part about this for me is the fact that it's not a dress shirt that he's wearing. It's just like a polo.
It's my Bitcoin polo shirt.
Bitcoin polo. His normal, you know, Bitcoin shirt that he likes to wear to this show.
So the short little one in the back, just for you, you know, heathens out there.
Yeah. Don't you have a tie clip, bro?
It's not going to work unless I had a tie pin.
Get him a pen.
Yeah. But it's the fat part of the bigger piece, right, the widest width, is supposed to line up with the top of your belt.
Sure.
So that's where you tie it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You don't shorten your tie to pull the short one in the back.
Right, so I'm just saying that based on that, though, that tie is too short for you.
No, because the back one is irrelevant. Like, can I get an extra long tie? Sure. But this is a standard tie length for an average, you know, an average male.
Well, no wonder. We know you're not average.
As far as physical attributes go, I'm, like, average in every way.
Mm-hmm.
My stuff is not found on the shelf because everyone else that's average has already bought it before I got there.
You're so average, like, they run out of crap for you?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, back to this euthanasia in Canada bit. how did we get on the tie?
I have no clue.
Because I was dark with my joke about making a wish.
That's right. Now, any adult with a serious disease or mental health reason can seek euthanasia, according to the AP. This policy is also creeping forward to the mentally ill, the poor, and soon children, with some experts saying the law is going too far. The law is probably the biggest existential threat to disabled people since the Nazis program in Germany.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Says Tim Stainton, the director of the Canadian Institute for Inclusion and Citizenship at the University of British Columbia.
Straight to the Nazis, eh?
I mean, what's the old phrase? Like, in any argument, the first person to bring up the Nazis loses?
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, how it's supposed to go?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I mean, for me... One, I think bringing the poor into it is kind of messed up.
Well, they obviously can't contribute to the ongoing, you know, running of the government.
So I guess for the government purposes,
to the system.
It makes sense. But to bring up the Nazis, it's just euthanasia and torturing people and gas chambering them, if you want to believe that that's what the Nazis did, because I know some people dispute that, but they're just two completely different things.
Wooden doors, you know, man. Wooden doors.
Starving people and torturing them is different than, like, here's an injection and you just go night-night forever.
Well, there are some other things that we'll get to within not only this article, but I actually have the AP's
follow-up article?
Yeah, they're actual. Because this article refers to the AP's press release on it, and so I have them both, of course. And we'll talk about more. You know, are you a Canadian, and would you like to be euthanized for some reason? Because apparently you can over there in the Tuxedo Land. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Give us your thoughts. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in and listening to Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in program where you can call, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything at all, whatever is on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right. So we started talking about this article from DailyCaller.com that says euthanasia is now the number two leading cause of death in Canada. And since 2016, they made this euthanasia thing legal for some reason, which they haven't revealed just yet. That has climbed up to the number two spot.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, since, what, 2016 they passed the thing. So, you know, give them a year and then we won't count COVID, you know, so.
There were that many depressed people just, like, waiting to die.
It is Canada.
Finally got permission. Okay.
Okay. And we'll talk.
I mean, there are some remote tribes that has, like, the highest rate of depression amongst the youths.
We'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to Jill in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I believe in an individual's right to decide to end his life, making sure he's of sound mind and knows what he's doing, of course. The thing about it is, I'm concerned that, especially in cases of government hospitals and so forth, people might be influenced. Now, this is costing so much to keep you alive, and it's so troublesome for so many people. Are you sure you really want to go on with it, or wouldn't you rather die and be at peace now and influences like that? I think that can be very dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Like, yes, absolutely, a person should have a right to decide when their time is up.
I'm also okay with crazy people killing themselves, though. So,
well, who decides what crazy is, though?
That's...
Right?
If they're doing it to themselves, I don't even care what the definition is.
Well, that's one thing, but being coerced by doctors and social workers or whoever, that is messed up. Because I truly don't believe that there are that many terminally ill people that want to end their lives or depressed people in Canada to make it the second cause of death.
Yeah.
I really don't believe that.
It seems a little skewed. Jill?
Now, what I'm thinking of is that people could be pushed into it, and that seems to get could turn out to be murder.
I'm pretty sure that's the concern of the article as well, right? Like, in 6 years, it goes from illegal to the second leading cause of death.
Right.
And as Nikki said, seems kind of sketchy that it was that there's that many people looking for it, that there might be some underlying government control.
Or there's some sort of incentive program like we saw with COVID, the hospitals being incentivized to mark people who died as died from COVID, and then they get whatever, $5,000 or something, whatever
so,
that number was. I don't know. It's been a minute since I read through this article. I don't know what the incentives are, but my concern is that the state is incentivizing this in some way, shape, or form.
Don't you want your family taken care of?
Well, that's my question. Is it incentive for the hospitals or the person that's dying, or both?
Right, right. We'll find out. Jill, any other thoughts?
What I want is a laissez-faire state where we don't have the government involved in all this many things. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jill. I couldn't agree with you more.
She seemed depressed when she said that.
Thanks for the call, Jill.
Maybe she should talk to a doctor. in Canada.
She's in Virginia, so I don't think she's Canadian. She didn't seem Canadian to me, but who knows?
Just messing.
Pope Francis also going back to the
that
article.
That took a turn. What?
No segue at all there.
What are we talking about
now? Youths in Asia.
Just youths in Asia.
Well, we're never talking about the Pope.
Continuing on with the article, the Pope Francis also decreed the idea that some patients would be administered death rather than affection. Other countries where euthanasia is legal have certain safeguards, such as prohibiting doctors from mentioning it as a treatment option for patients, or requiring them to exhaust all other treatment options before turning to euthanasia as a last resort. Canada has no such guardrails, according to the AP. The broad eligibility has led to more than 10,000 Canadians being euthanized in the most recent year for which data is available, making it the sixth leading cause of death in the country, the AP reported.
Sixth.
That's what this one says.
Oh, okay. Because that sixth is a lot different than second.
Yeah.
Because I have a chart here, and I don't know how accurate this is, but from this chart, it has the 10 leading causes of death in Canada. Cancer is number one, heart disease is number two, COVID's number three, accidents number four, cerebrovascular diseases like strokes is number five. So, but assisted death or euthanasia is not on the list. So.
It's interesting that the first article got their information from the AP.
Yeah.
And then said second instead of
and
sixth.
I'm not,
let's just
move to the AP article and see. Let's go to the map, shall we?
We may have been
pull
wrong.
Up the map.
I've been wrong before. I'm happy to admit if I'm wrong.
Are you spreading false information?
Misinformation, fake news.
Yeah. This entire episode has now been flagged.
Like they all
take
aren't,
them down.
Anyway, right? You know, dear FBI agents, if you're listening, put an extra star next to this one, will you? All right, so the AP says, disturbing experts troubled by Canada's euthanasia laws. Alan Nichols has had a history of depression, blah, blah, blah. When the 61-year-old Canadian was hospitalized in June over fears that he might be suicidal, he asked his brother to bust him out as soon as possible. Within a month, Nichols submitted to a request to be euthanized, and he was killed despite concerns raised by his family and a nurse practitioner.
That is disconcerting language. He submitted to a request.
Yeah.
Especially after asking his brother to bust
him out. Yeah.
So they murdered him.
Well, that's the
insinuation. They got him to agree, to be euthanized.
The insinuation is that,
if you don't sign the form, it's murder. But if you sign the form, well, then it's not. So maybe you just sign the form.
His application for euthanasia listed only one health condition as the reason for his request to die. Hearing loss.
What?
Hearing loss.
Yeah.
Was his only condition listed.
They don't have other treatments for that.
What? Huh? What? Huh? I'm sorry, that's like the old man, like, hearing aid. What? Huh?
Not anymore.
Well, some old men pretend to be deaf. They don't have to listen to people.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about Mr. Nichols and his euthanasia coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A new CBS poll Sunday morning shows 72% of Americans think U.S. democracy is under threat. Why? The top answers include the influence of money in politics, potential for political violence, and attempts to overturn elections. Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin had this to say Sunday on Face the Nation.
More than 60 courts rejected every claim of electoral fraud and corruption which Donald Trump advanced. He's had the benefit of more than 60 courts, including 8 courts where he appointed the judges.
A Canadian TikTok influencer died last week following a skydiving accident in Toronto. A friend who attended her funeral told CNN. Tanya Pardazzi, 21, had more than 95,000 followers and over 2 million likes on the app. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden drew both criticism and praise for his words in his primetime speech in Philadelphia earlier this week against what he calls MAGA Republicans and its predecessor Donald Trump, calling their agenda a, quote, extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul slammed the president's speech, calling it a slap to the face to millions of GOP voters.
If this was a speech to unify the American people, it had just the opposite effect. It basically condemned all Republicans who supported Donald Trump in the last election. That's over 70 million.
A lot of questions about upgraded COVID-19 vaccine booster shots from Pfizer and Moderna designed to target the dominant Omicron BA4 and BA5 subvariants. This is Dr. Alec Patel.
One big asterisk a lot of people are asking about is what about a previous COVID-19 infection? And the recommendation there is to almost view a previous infection as its own booster and wait about 2 to 3 months after that.
This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
We've been talking about euthanasia.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, not the album by Megadeth, although killer album, by the way. Megadeth does have a killer album. Yeah, you picked up on it. Nice. Megadeth also has a new album out called The Sick, The Dead, and The Dying, which is
I didn't know that.
Not really relevant, but kind of is somehow.
COVID-themed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we're talking about reasons for people to choose euthanasia, at least. But, yeah, apparently in Canada, they have some, you know, newly passed legislation since 2016 that allows euthanasia, and I have no problem with that. In fact,
if that were the whole story, we'd be praising it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the allows part. Like, government should no say in what is allowed or not. Like, only individuals should decide what is allowed, in my opinion.
This is something that I always felt was really strange, because it's normal to euthanize your pets. Typically, when something goes wrong, that's people don't have enough money for cancer treatments and stuff like that for their animals, so that's typically the course of action if people don't have pet insurance.
So why not take out Aunt Betsy, too, when she's reached the end of the line?
If she's broke and you don't have money to care for Aunt Betsy.
Yeah. So my professional take on this, being someone who has worked in nursing homes, and hospitals for a very long time. Not very long time, like 5 years, but still, I've met a lot of people in conditions, and having someone look you dead in the eye and beg you to kill them is the most heartbreaking thing ever. It is so sad, and I've seen so many people who just were not happy. They're miserable. They're not enjoying their lives, and they would... I think there's just so much fear built around death in our cultures, and it's typically the family members. You know, it would make them too sad to let this person move on, but as a result, you're literally torturing them.
Yeah. Hospitals can become very prison-like.
Absolutely.
I mean, they kind of already are in a way, like, you know, they're an institution.
Well, I've had to hold people hostage in hospitals. I had to be the person essentially guarding them in these rooms because they're either Section 12 or whatever, they can't legally leave, or they have dementia or whatever, and they can't be trusted to make their own choices. And it's really disturbing. It's a really disturbing thing to have to be a part of.
And Nikki adds bouncer to her resume.
Basically.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Nick calling from South Carolina. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Nick.
It seems that the Federal Reserve only lends one way, and they can't ever be persuaded to forgive what they've lent, but they will always lend. They're the lender of last resort. So why can't the government make a deal with the Federal Reserve for, say, student loan forgiveness?
I mean, the federal...
And would the same moral hazard pertain to that as it would asking the taxpayers to do it?
Well, I mean, in a way, yes, but in a way, no. And I say that because your federal income tax, if you pay federal income tax, doesn't actually pay off any of the national debt, which the government is, of course, borrowing this money from the Federal Reserve. In fact, the income tax, the federal income tax, barely touches the interest payment that is owed to the Federal Reserve that the government has taken out these loans. So that's why I say in a way yes and in a way no. The whole student loan forgiveness thing is a problem that was created by the government when the government decided it was going to guarantee student loans.
So, okay, can I jump in real quick?
Yes,
because I might be confused by the entire student loan forgiveness thing.
Mm-hmm.
So forgive my ignorance.
Sure.
I don't think I care that the loans are being forgiven. And I say that because the people from the right and the libertarians are saying, like, well, the taxpayers are on the hook. How? Right? Like, are your taxes going to go up because they forgave the student loans? Is it going to get added to the trillions of dollars in the national debt that no one cares about anyway? Right? They inflate the currency to such an extent, right, that that's what's robbing most people of their purchasing power. And so it seems like the student loan forgiveness, however much it is, seems to be such a minuscule amount of federal money that it's not worth getting your panties in a bunch about.
And it's only $10,000 per person, and it's no small sum by any means, but I think some people are acting like someone's $100,000, $200,000 worth of student loans is just going to be like poof, gone, and they are not responsible for it.
Even if it were, where does it go?
Well, it would still be a microscopic amount compared to military spending.
Right. And then I hear, you know, then I get the other side of it, which is, well, it's the government debt, and the government then sells their debt, right? And, well, who's the purchasers of government debt? It's usually other governments. Right, so if the government forgives the student loan debt, sells that debt to China, and like exports the debt, right, seems to be a net positive for Americans.
You're revealing something very poignant, but I want to get Nick's thoughts so far, Nick.
It just seems to me that the Federal Reserve, and this is my prejudice, has a stranglehold on this country.
Oh, absolutely. You are correct. Spot on.
They'll always lend us money, but they'll never do anything to make it better for us. It's always a loan, you know. It's never anything backed by goodwill or caring or anything like that.
Yep. Yep. No, your observation is spot on. What I want to say, you know, since we've had the discussion here and everybody's had an opportunity to pipe in, is so they did this thing. They're calling a student loan forgiveness. It's only 10 grand per whatever, and only if you meet whatever the criteria.
Yeah, you have to make
a couple or whatever, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you make under X, whatever it is, there's all these, like, you know, criteria to it. And the thing is that what this is obviously a ploy to grab some votes because they don't address the core problem. What created the problem? Why are so many student loans in default? It's because the government is guaranteeing the student loans. So if some 18-year-old kid who's barely figured out, you know, where they want to go to college, much less what they actually want to do in life, if they're going to go ahead and lend them a couple $100,000 based on a signature because the government is guaranteeing it, well, that's only going to make for irresponsible lending in the first place.
Yeah.
By the schools. And so it's obviously a vote grab. They have done nothing to address the problem. And in fact, because they haven't done anything to address the problem will continue to get worse. Nick?
Yes, sir. I agree.
I mean, I will accept the whole striking the root argument there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, right, if the government spent like the last 2 years stealing your purchasing power, right, everyone's purchasing power, yes, and then selected like a handful of people to give $10,000 of that purchasing power back,
yeah,
right, again, I'm not going to begrudge them for taking it.
But it doesn't, right, though.
I mean, it kind of does.
I'm with you, Rich, on this one.
Not really, though.
I think we're all on the same page here, though.
How does $10,000 of your loan forgiven. You don't have to pay it back.
To me, the taking away the purchasing power is inflation.
Hey, Nick, right, thanks for what I'm talking about.
You know, exactly. So making someone have to pay $10,000 less of their student loans doesn't necessarily give them that much purchasing power back, especially when they're all in default right now, or people don't have to pay them back until a certain time. People haven't had to pay their student loans for 2-3 years so far.
Yeah, you can put it in deferment.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interest accrues, of course, so that, you know, adds to your debt line. 603-283-6160. Nick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live. Did you get some student debt forgiven? Are you happy about it? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're back.
Yay!
Could you be less enthused?
Yeah. That was me being enthused.
Really? Oh, that sounded sarcastic.
No,
yay.
I was excited.
Yay. Like, you know. Yay!
Yay! Woohoo! Right,
that's better. I feel better. Thanks.
Okay. Man. Maybe I wasn't smiling enough. Maybe the smile really brings the enthusiasm up a notch.
I wasn't feeling the sunshine portion of Nikki Sunshine. That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's been a long day.
I understand. And a holiday weekend, too.
Yeah.
So, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We think podcasting our full radio show has been holding us back a little bit. Most podcasts aren't 2 hours long per show, and the constant resetting that we do for radio might be turning off some podcast listeners. Riley's been doing the Daily Digest for us for years now, and so we're going to just lengthen them a little bit and make them our official podcast, and that actually started a few days ago on September 1st. If you subscribe to the Daily Digest or the full episode RSS feeds, please resubscribe to the main FTL podcast feed, which you can find at feeds.freetalklive.com. The other feeds rely on a third-party service, and though they will continue, we can't be sure how long they'll actually stay online. If you still want the entire radio show, you can listen live every night from 7 to 10 p.m. over at freetalklive.com. Full video archives are available over at video.freetalklive.com. Or you can tune into our 24/7 stream for the latest show at listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live amplifiers will continue to receive the full radio show with no commercials via podcast through our Patreon account. So please join amps.freetalklive.com. The minimum contribution there is just $5 a month. You can give more if you like. But yeah, we're making some changes. We don't know, you know, how it's going to affect things. It's just we just figure we got, you know, doing nothing is the wrong thing to do. So we're just making some changes, see how it works out. Hopefully it works out for the best. If not, we'll try something else later. All right. Hey, what do we do here? We talk to people on the phone, right?
Answer the phone.
All right. Ring, ring.
The phone.
Where is it?
The phone is ringing.
It's me, Dave, man. Open up.
Dave's not here.
Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just wanted to say that, you know, I moved here from Germany 17 and a half years ago to basically look after my mom. And after about, in 2018, she was at my sister's house. My sister was taking care of her. And then I saw a sign up on the wall of her house, in her bedroom, mm-hmm. and it said something that she was not to be resuscitated. So I asked what that was all about, and they gave me questions. They answered me in a way that was unclear. I didn't get the chance to speak with my sister, just my brother and my sister's fiancé. And they just kind of said that she wouldn't be lasting too long. And then she went downhill very quickly. I presume that they stopped giving her medication, but there was nothing I could do about it, and there was no one really I could talk to. I didn't know who to get in touch with, nothing like that. I studied law in Germany, and my Professor Dr. Knut Hamelung, said that there was an extreme danger having that provision whereby people could either commit, be given a poison pill, or in this case, for example, their medication being taken away and then being left to die. He said in Germany, das wäre zum Beispiel die mach schon, Opi, mach schon. In other words, take the pill, Opa. In other words, grandfather, take the pill. What are you waiting for? In other words, to get the inheritance and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, when grandfather died.
I mean, a do not resuscitate order is a little bit different than euthanasia, because do not resuscitate is just if somebody dies, we're not going to do CPR and compressions and AED and give them epinephrine and all of the things that we would do to try to make someone come back to life. So it's a little bit different than euthanasia, but I can see how that can also be misused. I've seen situations where older folks or maybe people that don't understand are a little bit coerced by doctors to sign DNRs, and maybe they don't completely understand, or maybe if... you know, you or your mother's healthcare proxy, and they don't explain it very well. I can see how things can get misconstrued and people can get confused and make the wrong decision. And in cases like this, you really don't want to make the wrong decision, because if you sign the DNR and you wanted to be, you know, helped and resuscitated, that would be a big deal.
No one ever got in touch with me. The physicians never even bothered to look me up to find out who her relatives were.
Will resuscitate until the funds run out.
But I'm wondering, did she make this decision, or?
She said to me before she died. She said to me that she said something to me that indicated to me that she had expected me to become successful and to take her over from my sister and not get into the situation, because she somehow suspected it, because my sister has a $12 million policy on her life from an insurance company. Within 30 days, she gets $12 million tax free. That was winking in the background, as they say in German.
Yeah. I mean, money changes people.
It sure does. Yes. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
That's really terrible. And
it is horrible.
That's not... Yeah. That situation happens.
I don't know how much of this I should share. I know a guy, right, who had an uncle.
Okay.
Who had a grandfather. And they had the DNR mm-hmm. signed.
Mm-hmm.
But grandfather's pension was significant. And uncle was cashing those pension checks. So when grandfather died, he resuscitated him to continue cashing those pension checks long after he was supposed to.
So in this goes both ways, right? Because we're talking about euthanasia and do not resuscitate orders. But so sometimes people will try to kill somebody to get their the inheritance or life insurance. But sometimes if people are getting checks like that, they'll try to keep them alive. So it's... either way, it can be a very slippery slope.
There were some concerns that uncle was going to hide grandfather in a freezer long after he died to continue those checks.
I'm sure people have done that.
It wouldn't surprise me. Money does change people. There are several examples, and you can just go search these online, of people who, you know, they were friends, and they decided, you know what, we're friends, we trust each other, let's go into business together. Mm-hmm. And so they do, and they do a product or a service or whatever, and they succeed. And their business is going well, and they decide, hey, you know what, it's going so well, let's expand. They go and they solicit for some funding to expand the business, whether it's venture capital or it's through loans or whatever. And their entire relationship changes as soon as there's a large amount of money on the table.
Yeah.
Right? And they can be convinced to do things they otherwise wouldn't do, and, it destroys friendships and all that kind of stuff. So be careful with your money out there, everybody. That's all I'm saying. Let's move right along, and let's go to Padraig in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen and lady, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep,
we can.
You're on the air.
Thought you were fighting the Russians.
$10 in my pocket. I worked today. I got $10 in my pocket.
Nice. Okay?
How has that changed?
The government wants the $10. They'll take $9 of it and put it in their pocket, and then they'll start a new program to put the other dollar out there to buy a vote. Yeah. I graduated from Eastern New Mexico University. Mm-hmm. I paid my student loans off. I don't know what's wrong with these people these days that think they're going to have a free handout for their college bills. They need to pay their own bills.
Well, okay, how long ago was this, first of all?
1,000 years ago.
1,000 years, okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Because Drake's like 1.5 million years old or something.
Because student loans, depending on your age, right, student loans were significantly less, right, and the dollar had significantly more purchasing power.
Right.
That's like a great point.
The entire meme about the boomer generation pulling the rug out behind them, right, is because they got all this stuff cheap. And they got the college degree, they got the house, they got the job that you could pay off your mortgage in 3 years, right? And that is gone. But they still pitch the idea of college, but the government guarantees loans, mm-hmm. so tuition has gone up. Then you graduate. Like when I graduated from college, I got my bachelor's in 2003 and a master's in 2005. When I was a senior,
you got a master's?
I do.
Damn.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, whatever. Oh,
damn,
not important. Not important.
Damn.
But when I was like a senior getting my bachelor's,
yeah.
right? I had a professor who said, "Stay in college as long as you can, because the economy is tanking and you don't want to get out right now. It's a bad time to get out into the job market." Right. So the job market has tanked.
Right.
Right. So from then on, so you have a larger loan, less earning potential when you graduate. And then they inflate the currency ad infinitum, and they go like, "No, you got to pay your decade old debt back with this significantly worthless currency."
Right,
and that also doesn't seem fair.
You know, that's hard to swallow because my dollar back then didn't go as far as it does now.
That's backwards the other way around. Your dollar doesn't go as far now as it did back then. But thank you for the call, Padraig. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Has the economics of student loans affected you? Has it made you consider euthanasia? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.